Welcome back to OMG Stop. I'm Krista.
I'm Jamie.
And today, guys, we're talking about one of mine and Jamie's favorite places to get all things food, beverage, and life supplies, Trader Joe's.
Woohoo!
Get ready, guys. We don't usually do like a feature like this, and I'm kind of cool. I'm kind of down for it, Jamie. It's like a cool, little spotlight.
This is not sponsored, by the way, but it'd be great if it was.
Yes. Oh my God, Jamie and I'll start doing, guys, sort of like product focus or place focus things, and we'll get sponsorships. Let's
Yes.
go. But yeah, Trader Joe's is not sponsoring this, guys, but just like our heart sponsoring this because Jamie and I both have our own kind of love and affinity for Trader Joe's, and
I was just about to say our credit cards are sponsoring this. Our credit cards sponsor Trader Joe's.
Oh my God, dude, my paycheck, my class is sponsored Trader Joe's, just kidding. Anyways, okay, so Damien and I, guys, we're gonna kind of talk about some favorites and just some different, I feel like, thoughts and comments about how we love Trader Joe's. And also maybe we'll begin with Jimmy, how did you first come across Trader Joe's or your thoughts of like being a shopper and customer there?
Good question. I have been going to Trader Joe's since I was probably like a preteen. We had them on Long Island pretty early on, and I've been shopping with them for a long time. I remember going there with my dad and getting like specialty foods. When I was in high school, we used to go, I swear I would go with my dad like every weekend, and we would go to this particular one, and then we would always, it was in the neighborhood my dad also worked in, so we'd always run into like students and parents that he taught. But yeah, I remember going like very, very frequently. And when I'm home, I still go very frequently. And yeah, and it was really cool to see how they expanded on Long Island. They've never opened one where I'm from, which my parents are very upset about. For some reason, they always open in like the wealthier neighborhoods. And we're like, excuse me? No, you don't need, these people don't need Trader Joe's. The middle class need Trader Joe's.
Yes.
I've been going for a really long time. And then I remember when I was in high school going to the ones in California and how different they were from the New York ones. Because in New York, guys, if you don't know this, New York is one of the only states where you cannot buy alcohol in a grocery store. So New Jersey, you can, and in California, you can. And the first time I went to LA, we went to a Trader Joe's and they had like a wine expert in the wine aisle. And my parents and I, we were just like fascinated by this. And also the Trader Joe's on the West Coast are just so much better because that, they're a West Coast company and they usually get the products there. And so that fascinated me at a young age going to Trader Joe's.
I love it, Jamie. I didn't know it started so young for you. Because my first time at Trader Joe's wasn't until we were, Jamie and I both have mentioned, guys, we went to FIT. When we were in college there, Jamie, the Chelsea Trader Joe's was so conveniently located for us. And I know for me, not like freshman year, because I think I lived in one of the dorms that actually came with a meal plan for a bit, but I think I had just a declining balance, so I didn't have to rely on that to also do some of my own groceries. But I hadn't yet discovered Trader Joe's too early on, freshman year. I think it was maybe sophomore year, I feel like through word of mouth or friends, student ambassadors. I feel like all the time, Jamie, as we know, the new and innovative cool products guys Trader Joe's will get, I think, is one of their key selling propositions. You guys, what other place brings in new products that often? Only Trader Joe's. It keeps you so fresh for months. Like Jamie and I, we need constant stimulation and like keeping it fresh. Let's add some fun new ways, guys, to like maybe hop on a health trend or like try some new ingredient or find some quirky new way to test out this product that you've seen buzzing online. And I feel like they kind of make it, Jamie, not only in very just like practical things you're gonna eat that are not too weird, but they're just like very different, which makes it special. You know what I mean? But it's still affordable.
Well, I was going to say, when we were in college, what's so ironic about living in Manhattan versus living in the suburbs is that Trader Joe's is the more affordable grocery store versus going to a normal grocery store like D'Agostino's, Gristiti's, where when you live in the suburbs, it might be better to go to like a Stop and Shop, a ShopRite, or RIP King Cullen and Waubounds if you're from Long Island. It might be cheaper to go there because they have bigger sales. You can use coupons. You might be able to get better savings. But when you live in New York City, it's actually a better bargain to go to Trader Joe's. Sometimes it's even a better bargain to go to Whole Foods even for certain things. So that's kind of the ironic part. And that's why Trader Joe's was so great when we were in college. And it's still so great for me living in Manhattan.
I think also beyond Jimmy, yeah, I know they've obviously expanded into more neighborhoods. Hello, I mean, they're Upper West now. They are, okay, besides Chelsea, they're Union Square. They have one downtown, you said too, right? I think Soho. Like,
there's one in Soho, and there's one in the Kips Bay Murray Hill area now.
Yes, that one too. And one in Brooklyn, I think, that's been there either recently or the last year or so, where everyone's like, oh my God, but it's not always the most common area, but it's like they have one location in that borough, because I know Queens doesn't have Trader Joe's. I don't think the Bronx does, but I know.
No. On Long Island, they've actually stayed in neighborhoods but moved locations. Like the one I used to go to in high school all the time, they're in the same neighborhood. They just moved like down the street to a better location, and they've done that with a few Long Island ones, actually, funny enough.
Nice. And also what I love about Trader Joe's, you guys, beyond the fact that you can get food and drink there, like most grocery stores, yes, you know how like some grocery stores obviously have like cleaning stuff and beauty stuff and all those things. I just think they have, beyond I know the alcohol portion for some people, Jamie, is huge, because they have a really wide selection, I feel like, of not only like cool craft beer, probably, like they have cool wines. They also have very fun, so I'm not an alcohol person, they always have very fun, you know, I feel like non-alcoholic, like, unique beverages, right? Different fun sparkling drinks or fun kind of, like, combos of stuff. And
yeah.
You know?
My parents and I love their sparkling waters.
They're just, like, they're cool and different, you know? And it's, like, the fact that they always have new and different things, you guys. I mean, I have so many times where I feel like I'll go there. Maybe I repeat certain products, I guess. You know, we're all creatures of habit in some way or another. But I just also love kind of, like, the thrill of finding some new packaging or new product, or it's just even, like, a simple thing, Jamie, maybe taken up a notch. And maybe that's also been enhanced social media, because Jamie and I, guys, I think Jamie follows too. There's a Trader Joe's list.
Yes.
Instagram guy.
My friend mentioned this on yesterday as well, that she follows it too.
Get out. Okay. For the longest time, Jamie, I honestly, guys, probably thought that was the official Trader Joe's Instagram. False. It's like one girl who's like a big fan and has like a really good reviewing of all the products she purchases when she goes.
Yeah. I was also going to mention, I think Trader Joe's was also one of the first places to have like organic stuff, or if you had a food allergy, you knew you could get things there, because there's a little health store where I'm from, and it was one of the only like health food marketplaces you could go and get things if you had like food allergies, or maybe you were like on like the organic train. And Trader Joe's was really one of the first major groceries, like supermarkets essentially, to carry products for people that maybe had dietary restrictions.
I love that. And it's so true, because we know people, Jamie, especially, you know, as the years over time, guys, come along, as humans, guys, most people kind of develop different, you know, either digestion issues, other kind of like sensitivities, food sensitivities over the course of time, because you guys, the American diet is so saturated with a lot of shit, to be honest, like no other way to say it. And so sometimes everyone's body responds differently to it. That's why people, I think, have certain dietary issues, because if your body maybe it cannot process and digest something the right way, then you develop almost like a resistance to it, right? Our body is the way it handles it. So yeah. Trader Joe's, Jamie, I think definitely does a lot of cool ways to, I think, help people. Jamie, as you've done a lot of the cool dairy-free stuff there, you've tested out. I feel like they also have a lot of kind of the different dairy-free stuff, I think, in certain ways. Or it's a dairy-free, I guess. But I feel like they have other kind vegan. Of like, vegan.
Vegan, gluten-free, nut-free. I mean, they have so many different things that you can get there. Grain-free, not so much. When I was grain-free, I had a hard time finding a lot of things there. I had to really go to Whole Foods for those things. But, I mean, it's really awesome. And I have some of those on like my products list if we want to talk about favorite products. I was also going to say, they have the nicest staff there.
Yeah.
The happiest people in the world.
This is insane. Because Jamie, is anyone listening, raise your hand if you've ever like, okay, when have you, I guess, I don't, maybe it's like a rhetorical question, but whenever you're getting rung up, Jamie, being checked out, when have you not had someone been like, oh my God, this product XYZ is so bang and hop up and fresh. Like, they had the best reviews of certain things. Or be there like, oh, someone the other day I know in front of me in line was talking to the person who was like the cashier. And they were like, oh, suggestion. You know, if you like something about everything about the bagel seasoning, put it on like some sort of cheese ball and like put it on a cracker. And the guy was like mind blown. And I was like, what? Like, they always know like odd concoctions, Jamie, how to use their products. I think that's like,
or they just ask you how your day is going. There's my dad, especially, and this is something Chris and I, we can also, I guess, talk about after, like we can kind of segue into this, but my dad always thanks them now for being open during the pandemic and being so nice. And like they have just the best customer service. My dad loves their light beer and they don't really make it anymore. There was like some issue with their manufacturer. And the at this one Trader Joe's, like the woman like went to all the limits to try and get my dad this beer. Like they're just so nice. But yeah, they're also yeah, my dad bought like this new chicken product they have. And I heard the cashier when she was scanning, she was like, oh, this is really good. So but yeah, but Chris and I were saying before this how they were one of the only grocery stores to be super careful about everything once the pandemic hit. And it was to the point where my parents would only go to this one specific Trader Joe's that was nowhere near our house, but they felt the safest there. They felt the staff took all the precautions. And to be honest, it's really all of them now. Even here in Manhattan, I had to ask one of my friends, I even asked on Facebook. When I started venturing out past 5 blocks from my apartment, are they allowing you to bring your own bags? Because for a while they wouldn't let you bring your own bags on Long Island because on Long Island they charge you for bags. And the pandemic happened right as New York City was about to go into it, so they paused it. But they had a huge sign saying like, "Please do not bring in tote bags. We're not charging for bags. Please, we ask you use our own." Sanitizing everything, giving you hand sanitizer when you walked in. There was one Trader Joe's my dad and I would go to, and they had a one way for a while. They didn't want people going all around the store, and they said, "If you forget something, please grab a team member, and we'll get it for you." Being so strict, and they've kind of let up a little bit, but even still, like they have wipes out to wipe the grocery cart, the shopping carts. They limit how many people are in the store. I went the other morning and I thought I wasn't gonna have to wait in a line, and a lot of people went in. The guy stopped me and was like, "Nope, just wait like a few minutes right now." So yeah, and it was great to see that because a lot of the big grocery stores were not doing that at all. And you would go in and it was crowded, and yeah, and people were just really uncomfortable. But Trader Joe's did a really good job at adapting to the needs of their customers and their staff. A lot of staff were saying that they felt very safe working there and they were so proud to work there during this.
No, I think that's so true, Tim. I know you're saying too for your family how you guys all felt with it too. And it's like I know for our Trader Joe's here, it's like the way they've had it set up for, I believe also, Jimmy, I think, I'm not sure if I know it's different, obviously, every state, obviously in Vermont. I think maybe all places close at a certain point in time, but I don't think Trader Joe's maybe didn't ever close. I know some of our grocery stores didn't because, food's essential. We all need food and water, right? To kind of keep on.
Yeah, I don't think they ever did. I think they just adjusted their hours. Like they used to be open pretty late, but I think they started closing at like 7 or 8 instead. So I think they used to be open from like 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. But I know the ones in the city are they're only open now till about like 8 p.m. I think that some of them were closing at one point as early as like 6, 7, just because they needed to like clean the store and everything.
I think ours is that too. But then, Jimmy, I'm not sure you said it in kind of the same thing you were saying about for us guys here at Trader Joe's here in Vermont. We didn't get Trader Joe's, Jamie, honestly, until it's actually in South Burlington here in Vermont, near kind of like our big mall area. But that mall's kind of been depleted of stores for the longest time, anyways. But it's near kind of a lot of business on a certain like popular street, I guess, most people kind of are around or passing through. They maybe opened up in Vermont, no joke, probably like 3 years ago. I think they moved there before I moved back home. Anyways, but
Nice.
they, Jamie, like I said, were very, like you mentioned, they, I think, have always been kind of like good on like headcount, almost like our space capacity. I mean, maybe it's just my location, but we don't, I mean, our Trader Joe's space is pretty decent, but I feel like most Trader Joe's, you know what I mean? It's like they use so many different SKUs for a small space and they're so good about that. You know what I mean?
It's funny you mentioned that. Have you ever been to the Trader Joe's on Boylston Street in Boston? It's the tiniest Trader Joe's ever.
You know, when did you go to that one when you were in Boston? You popped into Trader Joe's.
Yeah. So my parents, everywhere we go, we have to go to Trader Joe's. And just like when we were in London, we had to go to Primark every day because my parents became obsessed with Primark. So in Boston, there's two. So there's one in Brookline, which I've been to, which is a more suburban area. It's pretty big. Again, they have wine in there. They had like a wine consultant. My mom doesn't drink, but my dad was fascinated by the two buck chuck, which is like, it's like $3 wine. My dad was like, "What is this? What is this magical thing? That's this three magical $3 wine." But there's one on Boylston Street. I think it's Boylston. It's right by the convention center. It's like near the bridge that goes over. I don't know where it goes, but it's the tiniest, Trader Joe's, and when they use every single, it's kind of claustrophobic, not gonna lie. It's a maze. Like, you can only go one, there's only one way in, one way out. It's like IKEA, but it is fascinating. Like, my parents were taking photos because they just couldn't believe it.
Dude, so good. Our store, like I said, is not crazy small, but I think, dude, we've always had, I feel like, kind of space capacity, or like, number count capacity. But especially, I told you, as soon as the virus hit here, because I know it happened obviously a little bit, like, maybe not delayed, but of course, I feel like in New York City is obviously bigger and faster when it happened. It was like more intense action kind of happened. But once Ron took action, I know Trader Joe's, like I said, was very early on top of the fact that, to me, they literally wipe your cart whenever, or cart or basket, whatever a person uses. They clean it when they come out, slash they clean it before it goes to the next person. You know what I mean? And it's like you can only go in after someone else came out. Like, they kind of bounce out the numbers, everyone spread out. Like, but they had really organized. But even still, it's like it's so easy, guys, to like work somewhere and have that easily become like a shit show. And they don't. They keep it like so set, but it's not like, oh my God, so like Virgo. Just kidding, people who are Virgos, but I have earth signs that are too intense. Like, they're not so like focus, but it's like, I mean, it's a very kind of almost like relaxed, like structure, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? I feel
Yeah, it seems like they're very adequately staffed.
that too. I feel like maybe, I think maybe that's a smart thing. That I think is a key to me. I know that's key, guys, for like, hello, employers, people, et cetera, who are working right now and are still trying to kind of, exist as a job in the public as they can right now. It's great that I know many places have cut the number of employees they can have because of funds and money. But I think also like a lot of grocery stores right now have been the rare few maybe that are still hiring, maybe, or still kind of like open to help because
Yeah, I feel like they're always looking for people because they're, well, one, probably because they're so popular and
true.
they're constantly busy. Like, even before this, I was just gonna ask you, like, do you think, like, here in the city, you always have to time when you go to Trader Joe's? Like, is it the same way, and the same way in the suburbs? Like, is it the same way there too? Like, if you go at a certain time, they're completely out of things, but then if you go at a different time, like, they're completely restocked.
I mean, I'm not going there every day, but like, cause we have our Hannaford. That's like kind of our, I guess, I mean, you're like our, you said that you always say ShopRite and stuff. It's like, I feel like, stuff for you back home, but we have like all the Hannaford, Hannafords and Shaws is like all stuff in Vermont, but I'm not sure if it's only a Vermont thing or New England thing or East Coast or
I've
like,
never heard of it.
it's what we have here, guys. I don't know.
Like, ShopRite's like a New York metro area. Like, they're in New York and New Jersey.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to figure out, like, it could just be like a Vermont, I don't know, but Hannaford is like a supermarket. It's like a big thing, kind of everywhere.
Like Wegmans.
Yeah.
Like, everyone says Wegmans is like the greatest. Like Stew Leonard's. Like, Stew Leonard's is like a New York metro Connecticut area thing.
Also, like I said, basically it's like all the other parts of those states except for like
Yeah.
Vermont, New Hampshire. Anyways, but yeah, to me, I think for the ones here, I don't go to Trader Joe's every day. But like I said, when I go, because like maybe like a 30-minute or so drive from my house, not crazy far, but it's like depends, When I go pre-pandemic and now, like, in pandemic, whatever kind of thing, it usually wasn't like, okay, like a line to get in pre-pandemic, I guess, because maybe just everyone like walked in, they didn't like number count or space it out. But Jimmy, the lines to check out were always crazy. Always been like busy a decent time for sure. And now I know for the pandemic, especially like when I go at certain times, like when did I go the other day? I'm trying to think. Maybe it was like late morning. I have to time it right because if I don't get it, like if you get anywhere close to lunch rush, dude, you are on the wrong thing. It's not Jimmy, of course, level of New York City. You know that any kind of suburb, I feel like it's not.
Yeah. But even I went to, so the one I usually go to, I went there after my dentist appointment the other day, and it was around like 10:30 in the morning, and there was no line. I got right in, no problem. But just the weekend before that, I went at like 6 o'clock on a Saturday as well. And the line was so long, I got online and shopped while I was online because that's how bad it was.
I've had it before in New York to me all the time. Are you kidding? Like,
Oh my God, the Chelsea one, you'd walk in and the line was like to the front of the store.
even though, dude, even though still the one I always say this to you, but I mean, is this the one you consider Kips Bay? But I told you the one that's like it's down a bit from like the 40s and 30s on the east side.
Yeah, that's the Kips Bay one.
Okay, that one I've had it before, and that one can get crazy busy depending on if it's like after work sort of thing. But also, Jamie, Upper West Side Trader Joe's. Oh my
Ooh.
God, I've been there a couple times and waited in line. This is all pre.
There was a New York Times, I think it was the New York Times, there was a New York Times article about how people on the Upper West Side at the 72nd Street one, because there's also one on 86th as well, or 96th.
Oh my God,
I
yes.
think it's 96th. So the 72nd Street one, I guess the line was so bad that people started putting, like, people whose apartments were people were waiting outside were like putting signs out or like making like these funny signs for people who were waiting. And there was like a whole New York Times article. I'll try and find it and send it to you so we can link it below. But I was reading it and I sent it to my friend because that's the one she goes to. And I was like, this is hilarious.
Cute. I think Jamie, honestly, is probably a universal Trader Joe thing where I feel like, you know, in general, I told you certain times hit or miss, like it's gonna be busy. Even I told you in Vermont, it's not New York City level chaos because I've been there. Although I've been, like you said, Jamie, the location, like I said, Union Square, dude, so many times. Once around the corner from the wine shop they have kind of thing, the wine cellar area.
Yeah, that's the only one that has a Trader Joe's alcohol next to it,
Yes.
where you can buy like other alcohols.
Yep, but that Trader Joe's location, dude, is like so solid. Depending on where you live, like to do, I came in from Queens, kind of thing, coming from Astoria, coming into like that train stop was much better, Union Square area, than to go Trader Joe's. Like it was much more kind of like it made sense for me. And that
Yeah.
store is great, but like Jimmy, I even had gone before. I told you like on random ass like days during the week when I was like maybe working, but I like, had different job hours, whatever kind of day. It was
Yeah.
so busy. It was so busy.
I know.
Line thing as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Here at ours here, I haven't had that bad. It gets a little bit bad, but also like it just depends. I think it's very popular in general, but maybe Jamie, what's like, I guess maybe a fun surprise, maybe like you wouldn't expect to find Trader Joe's, but something that you've purchased there before that you're like, oh my God, it's so cool that I literally found this here while I was grocery shopping. But it was maybe like a non-food item. Did you ever get non-food items there much?
I don't really, the only non-food items I've ever gotten from them, honestly, are just paper towels and toilet paper
Oh, do you never do the
and
tea
tissues.
tree? You ever do the tea tree tingle shampoo?
No, I've never done any of their skincare just because of my eczema.
Gotcha. Well, I've used some of the skincare stuff I told you, and I have one of them actually on our faves today. But more so kind of like body care, I guess. But like
Oh, I've gotten their hand sanitizer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Like I said, I just love how they have like that section, you know? Like I've never got the vitamins and things, guys, but it's crazy. I mean, Jamie and I both don't have pets, guys, but they actually have like a little bit of pet stuff, I feel like, Jamie, in that aisle. You know what I'm talking about? Like that aisle was like beauty and the paper towels and stuff. A little bit of like.
I think maybe. I don't know. I've never really paid attention.
Okay, I swear I noticed the other day. I don't think I'm crazy because I don't have any pets.
I think at the Chelsea one they do, the one that I go to, they don't.
Gotcha. The one here, I'm pretty sure they do. But like we said, there's so many random, like, I feel like Jamie can go Trader Joe's all the time and still like figure out like new things you didn't think they have there. I don't know. Just like hidden bits. I told Jamie, I've gotten some cute plants from Trader Joe's before because I mean, I'm not sure about was in the city, of course, but I know they've always had, Jamie, I know like fresh flowers, you know, like the one Chelsea I know always
I
had.
was just about to say, my mom, whenever she has to get flowers for someone, she goes there because they're inexpensive and they're always like really fresh and pretty.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. I feel like
And
I've.
I've gotten gift cards for people too to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I do. I love a Trader Joe's gift card. Are you kidding? I've gotten that before. So good. But like I said, they have plants are. I think that they have like a variety of things. You know, they have like pumpkins and stuff. I feel like it's like very seasonal or just like cute different things. And I don't know. I love that, Jamie, you can go somewhere where even though it's maybe like a food centric kind of like a very almost like a mundane task, right? Grocery shopping, whatever. It makes it almost feel like almost exciting because you know I feel like because the cool names and like you said, you know how the crew wears like the t-shirts and stuff and. I think they have like a cool tropical kind of theme, and I think that definitely caught my eye when I first went to the Chelsea store for sure. Just like how quirky they are. They are slash were. And I liked that in my experience
Yeah.
there.
Yeah, I just like that I could get a bunch of things for cheap.
Jimmy, also their hand soap is great. I used to get that a lot when I lived in the city because like because you know again when you know maybe you're living in the dorms, well, dude, 'cause I always had like quads, you know what I mean, like party of four kind of thing. So
Yeah.
take turns like, hey, so you know, sometimes I'll get like groceries. And paper towels, like you said, and toilet paper kind of thing, and hand soap kind of thing. I've never done their dish soap, but they also have those kind of, they have like laundry detergent, I think, too, guys. So it's like they really make it one-stop shop if you really want to get all of your life things in one place.
Yeah, my parents buy like toilet paper and paper towels from them because they apparently were also one of the only places on Long Island during the pandemic that had them. At one point, they were limiting them. You actually had to go to customer service and get them. But my parents said like paper towels for some reason are like there's like a shortage on Long Island, and Trader Joe's is one of the only places that they can find them.
That's so funny, but even still, I think that's so cool.
Yeah. Should we talk about some of like our favorite foods and finds, maybe?
Yeah, just do that. I love that. Do some of your favorite, like Trader Joe loves.
Yeah. Oh, geez. I have a lot. Okay. One of my old school, I have two like really old school ones I have to mention, but the honey wheat pretzel twists or those. Oh, I could eat a whole bag of those. I haven't bought them in a while because I could literally eat a whole bag, but also cat cookies. I mean, cat cookies since I was a kid.
Dude, you like those? People like love those there for some reason.
Oh my God. Both the chocolate and the plain, the chocolate is so good. They taste like animal, sort of like animal crackers, not really, but the plain ones, they're like a cinnamon flavor.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, my parents keep them around. So when I'm home, when I work from home, I'm always snacking on some cat cookies. Yeah, and Joe's O's, like their version of Cheerios, I usually buy. Fun fact though, this is something my dad noticed. If you're someone who watches your sodium, I would suggest not buying the Trader Joe's version because it has a ton more sodium in it than regular Cheerios or other brands of like Cheerios. So just be aware of that. And they actually do have a bit of like a salty taste to them. So that's just something to be aware of. My dad noticed that recently and was like, oh, yikes. But you get cereal for $1.99. So like you can't beat it. I also like the version of Rice Krispies too. So.
Oh. I never even seen those there, Jamie, actually. I never noticed that part before. That's
yeah, they have their own version. Like it's like crispy rice, I think they call it. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. I don't know. What are some of yours?
Dude, back and forth. Yeah, dude, random things that I love. They're like not like recent favorites, like in general. I have Jamie always loved. Okay. I don't know like the exact title of the whole thing, but I think it's like one of their Trader Giotto's, you know, because like it's their Italian and stuff, Jamie. They have this flatbread pizza, you guys, like the mushroom. It's like mushroom and truffle and cheese and mozzarella.
Ooh.
Jamie, it's like one of the flatbread pizzas they have. It's that for some reason has like fueled my, it's not, again, not to eat every day, friends. Like, you know, again, it's processed food in the sense that it's frozen pizza and like fa la, which can be good. But, you know, I'm sorry, Jamie, I don't often eat like truffle oil on pizza and it's so bomb and mozzarella. Oh my God. It's so tasty, you guys, and you literally just put it in the oven for, like, I swear to God, 8 minutes. I think it's like 425. I just love it. It's, like, still in my brain. I used to get that pizza a little too much. I'd eat it after surf set, Jamie. I'd get back from, like, a busy day at work, go to surf set, co-teach class, and then, like, come home and, like, eat the whole pizza because I'm, like, a secret fat kid. Anyways, but balance. Love their frozen pizza there, guys. Also, I think they have, like, fun varieties, Jamie. They have, like, some cool, also, I've gotten before Trader Joe's. Trader Giotto's kind of mentioned on there, you know. I believe it's, like, a roasted red pepper and, like mozzarella balls, like in cheese. There's like a fire pepper you can add on it. I don't always use that part because I'm like, I don't want to like lose an eyeball and like die crying of heat. But like some fun little flavors like that I like a lot. I've also in the past, I've always like tried, Jimmy, different ice cream treats of theirs. It's not like the best bougie ice cream treat. You know what I mean? It's not like super fancy. I mean, like, calm down. It's not Ben and Jerry, not super premium, but it's good. It depends. Like, I think, Jimmy, like, what is it? Their Chester's kind of like, they're kind of like, you know, cookie and the ice cream and a cookie. Kind of like a chest.
Oh my God, I have it on my list. Like the mint cookie, the mint ones, it's like an Oreo.
Oh, wait, those are good too. Jimmy, those, okay, those are also really good. But Jimmy, they have like, you know, kind of like the cookie, then it's like ice cream rolled in chocolate, like a chip witch sandwich kind of thing.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah.
Again, guys, the vanilla's like the vanilla's like, oh, so bougie. No, it's like, it's a simple thing, but I love those things. And they have like a box of four and it's so good. And they have, Jimmy, I feel like a couple other like, things that I used to get a lot in the summer, randomly, you know, maybe like a one-off buy here and there. Different like mango sorbet kind of little like fruit pops, like a fun little kind of treat at night, like a raspberry one. Mm-hmm. Love those kind of things from Trader Joe's.
You just made me think about, since you were saying summer stuff, which I can't buy these if I go during the holidays, but the dark chocolate star cookies that they make.
You like those a lot. Yeah.
Oh. Another, like, I cannot buy those. I will eat the whole box.
Those are cute, Jimmy. I like the candy cane JoJo's. Those really good Oreo kind of cookies.
Oh, I'm not into those. I'm not into, like, a lot of peppermint stuff. I like the mint chocolate chip ones because it tastes like you're eating, like, it's so good. It tastes like you're literally eating an Oreo with ice cream in it.
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to also mention, since you were talking about Italian stuff, my dad and I love their pesto sauce. It's so good.
Jamie, which kind do you get? Because I feel like, have I not mentioned on the pod the
vegan? I get the one in the little jar, not the kale basil one. The one in the actual jar.
I've never seen the jar ones. Dude, so fancy.
Yeah, they're tiny. They're tiny because you just need like a tiny, tiny bit of pesto.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, those are really good. And they also have, since we were talking about cheese. Okay, guys, if you're a vegan, I kid you not. Okay, if you have an allergy, I'm sorry you can't eat these. But the cashew vegan cheeses, this was a big Instagram item. And even when the staff got them, they were like, yo, this stuff is like, it's legit if you're vegan. If you're dairy-free like me, get the cashew cheddar and the cashew mozzarella. The cashew cheddar tastes more like cheese versus the mozzarella. However, they don't taste bad. The mozzarella is amazing. It's a shredded, so you can use it on pizza, pasta. It melts the best in really, really, really hot stuff. So when I make omelets, that's where it works the best. If you just put it in the microwave, it doesn't melt as great. So I would suggest like putting it in, like if you're making pasta, like put it in the pot with the pasta and mix it around. And then the cheddar is slices, but the slices are so big that you could just rip one in half and melt it on bread. You don't have to use the whole slice. And they're so freaking good. Like I don't buy regular cheese anymore. I just buy this stuff because it's that good. And I want to say it's maybe like three, maybe they're like three. It is a little more expensive than some of their other cheeses, but it's great. And the other cheese I wanted to mention is they make this light Mexican blend I used to buy all the time when I would make like my own version of burrito bowls or just melt them on chicken. However, this Mexican blend works great as mac and cheese.
Oh, Jamie, super hack.
Yeah, and it's shredded. So you can like put it in a pot, it melts great in the microwave, but I used to use this as my mac and cheese when I was eating pasta and cheese.
Wait, I like this. You can see also, since like beyond the cheese, I mean, I always like, this is not, again, these are not like super health picks, guys, just like in general, so Trader Joe's I used to love. I haven't got these in a while, but Jay, have you ever purchased like their kind of like the ravioli kinds they have? Like
the pesto ravioli? Oh my God, so good.
Wait, I haven't had that, but I love these like pesto call outs.
I'm sorry. It's not ravioli. It's tortellini filled with pesto.
Oh, nice. Okay. Jimmy, in that same area, guys, in like the refrigerator Trader Joe's, they had different kind of like, I love Jimmy, they have like the fun different kinds of like dips. Like they have really good like, I can't think of what the name.
Like guacamole and stuff.
Yes, not Jimmy that, but there's some sort of like really good like healthified like chip and dip that's really good there.
Oh, okay.
Can't think of the name, and I feel like it has kale in it, but that doesn't make sense what I just said. But there's different kinds of like, I feel like they have creative different kind of like spreads, Jamie, or dips in that area, and they had different kinds of ravioli. I'm saying I feel like different kinds of Italian names together, and like they're really good, and they have like random butternut squash ones or certain things too.
I've seen that one.
Sun-dried tomato one, actually one of my favorites. That's a really good one, actually, by the way.
Oh, nice.
It's usually kind of like a fun, almost like a basil kind of combo with something else or with cheese. It's really simple, guys, really good. And I lived on a lot of that for a while in New York because it was an easy dinner. And get your vegetables in, guys, but it's like a fun, easy, like simple pasta thing. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's another thing to mention too is Trader Joe's has really great prices on fruits and vegetables.
That's true too. But Jimmy, wait, can I mention this? I don't want to like ruin it, but dude, have you ever had a problem? Like my whole thing is, though, I love Trader Joe's in general, yes, but I feel like whenever I get certain produce there, I need to be careful because it turns bad fast.
It's funny you say that. I've had that problem with some of their dairy products and their bread products.
Really? I never got it. Oh, interesting. Okay. I also used to get some of the random stuff in the bakery, which is totally fine. But just like I used to, you know, treat myself to like a fat kid sweet. Like I love some of their like bakery stuff. Like,
oh my God. Their chocolate chips.
Oh, just chocolate chips? Like chocolate chips in a bag?
Yeah.
Nice, Jamie. Wait, one of my other favorites, Jamie, I told you before. I love their like single packet matcha, Japanese matcha. Guys, it's not like super fancy or bougie, but I literally mix it in a mason jar with like whatever your milk choice is. Almond milk, like coconut milk, etc. Use my like little handheld little whisk, Jimmy, and it's so easy, a little packet.
You just made me think about, I used to go there freshman year to get snacks to keep in the dorm, and they used to make these, this is kind of like before like La Colombe and Starbucks were doing like canned drinks, but they used to make these like canned flavored coffees, and I would always get the like mocha ones, and you didn't have to refrigerate them or anything, but they don't make them anymore, and you just made me think about that.
Shoot. Wait, speaking of that, okay, it's kind of one of my faves. We'll jump into just like this one portion now. Jamie, one of my favorites, but I'll mention this right now. When you mentioned the La Colombe, you guys, they currently have Jimmy, you saw that on my Instagram.
Yes.
They have a pumpkin spice flavor, guys. I'm not like this like basic chick who gets all pumpkin things. Like, no. I have pumpkin ice cream and Trader Joe's in my freezer right now, yes, but I'm not like eating pumpkin my life away in October. But I like a little bit here and there. But Jimmy, they have the La Colombe pumpkin spice cold brew, like draft latte. Is bananas delicious from I love when they carry brands like that. It's amazing.
They don't have, I've never seen it at the New York one. I've never seen La Colombe at the New York ones. I've only seen like their brand, like Trader Joe's brands of coffees. Cause I tried their cold brew concentrate multiple times. I hated it. I couldn't get it right. I just could not get the flavor right.
I've been afraid to try Jimmy's. I feel like part of me is worried that it's like it's very intense and like I can't do super strong concentrate.
You're way better off doing like the Califia Farms one.
Yeah, and I love Califia. Oh my God.
That one's good.
Ooh, Bikino. They also have a lot of different like great little smoothies and things, but like guys beware, always check the sugar on all these things for anything. Any pre-made smoothie guys, Trader Joe's or anywhere else in the world, like you guys, just because it's a juice doesn't mean it's good for you, okay? A lot of juice has added sugar. Even if it's a fresh pressed juice, even the green juice, guys, there can be 15, 26 grams, almost 30 grams sugar in some of these things. Please be aware. Just be aware.
Jimmy, grams.
Jimmy, I'm not kidding. Just some of it adds up fast. I mean, some of these, dude, when they're like high double digits, like high 20s, I mean, I'm making numbers up, but I know it's like up there on some of those things I've seen before. Anywhere, you know? But Trader Joe's has like a lot of those healthy drinks, and I'm always down for it, but I always check the back label to see, okay, just like, you know, intel, right? What's the sugar situation? If it's intense, I'm like, no bueno. You know what I mean? Because like, I don't want to drink my sugar. I'd rather eat it. You know what I mean? In certain doses. But yeah, that's anywhere though, you. But yeah, because also, right. They also had a really good, also Jimmy, I like a lot of their, speaking of like juices and stuff, and you said you love their sparkling waters and things. They have, Jimmy, in that similar IOU, they have some kind of cool guys like carrot, orange, turmeric juice. I think I maybe mentioned before, Jane, but not on the pod. It's very good, Jamie. And that I think actually doesn't have like too terrible of a sugar content. Their green juice blend does. Have you ever seen they have like a pomegranate one? Like some of their glass jar juices they have, like, you know, not refrigerated. Some of those are great, guys, and they sound good. Some of them also like decent sugar and like totally fine, but some of them, beware, have a lot of added sugar. Even if it says no added sugar, the content's still intense. So just check.
You just made me think that about Trader Joe's, when I was drinking more, Trader Joe's carries my favorite cider, which is Down East Cider. It's from Boston and it's unfiltered. So it doesn't taste as much like juice like Angry Orchard does. Like Angry Orchard literally looks like apple juice, but this stuff looks more like a beer and it's so good. And they have the cans and it's such great cider.
I was going to ask you, you said, because you ever tried, I know a lot of our friends, like people were really big, I know, and people I'm sure pretty much still are, just like, obviously I don't drink, but people were big on, they have so many like unique kind of like only their kind of beer combo stuff. Do you ever try that or only like their I guess like the wine stuff things or what is it?
I've never tried any of their mixes because I don't like beer and we can't buy their wine on Long Island. So the only one of their products that I've known is my dad likes their light beer, but it's very hard to find now. They don't really make it as much anymore, but he loved their light beer and said it was really low calorie, tasted great. That was like his favorite thing to like have instead of wine, but I've never tried anything else there. What's also nice is depending on where the Trader Joe's is, I noticed on Long Island, they carry a lot of local breweries. We have a lot more local breweries now on Long Island. They carry the one that I go to, they carry, Great South Bay, which is a really popular place on Long Island. And they make really cool different beers. And so they carry them at one of the Trader Joe's that, I go to. They also carry like Montauk,
Yes. I've had them before, actually. Yeah, I had them when I was in Montauk, literally, like, so, like, case in point. But the blue and white stripes.
Yep, they carry that. They carry a lot of Boston stuff. They also carry, there's another cider place that, it's like East something. I've had it before at bars, actually. And when I go to Trader Joe's, I've noticed that they make, like, really cool flavors. Mm-hmm. So they carry those. Guys, if you live on Long Island, though, let me tell you, go to Stu Leonard's to get alcohol, because Stu Leonard's, you can buy a whole thing, like a whole jug of their beer, but also they have like every kind of beer, cider, wine thing you could imagine. And you don't have to go to the Stu Leonard's wine store. Just go to Stu Leonard's if you're looking for like really cool ciders and things to bring to people's houses. And you can also get individual cans, just an FYI.
Nice, Jamie. No. I mean, Jay, another one here, like I said, obviously, like, I don't drink, like I said, I mean, obviously, again, like, yeah, I've had the Montauk beer before, but, like, I've never bought alcohol, honestly, to be honest. Like, I've never, I mean, used my ID besides getting into a bar and stuff. You know what I mean? And so, but I know Trader Joe's even here, like, we have tons of beer. I don't know if we have any of our local stuff in Vermont, because we have tons of breweries in Vermont. It's, like, out of control how many we have, apparently. I know from, like, so many friends who are, like, beer fanatics. And Citizen Cider, a lot of local stuff in Vermont that's made here. But Trader Joe's, Jamie, also is gonna say random, but have you ever been, Jamie, one to kind of go for like their snack mixes, like their trail mix or some of those kind of nuts and seed things? I love that aisle too. I
I
haven't.
haven't, but my dad buys their nut mixes. Yeah, I've never really gotten their trail. I don't think I've ever gotten their trail mix before. My dad also makes his own. I've gotten trail mix at like Whole Foods actually makes really good trail mix. I bought their cashews before because I like to snack on cashews.
Yeah, but also I love, Jean, we're saying again, I'm not the super savory like junk food kind of thing, but when I've tried different kind of like fun combos they have, I like them saying, I feel like how they'll have like unique flavored chip stuff. You know what I'm saying? I feel like kind of like snack puffs or whatnot
Oh
that
my
I
God, their
like.
sweet potato chips are everything.
Oh, I love, Jamie, what are those called? Oh my gosh, I see them on my face right now. Those things, Jamie, that's like a crunchy, it's a crunchy pea pod. It's like a little, it's like a five.
Oh, like the edamame thing? Or is it edamames? I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
It's kind of like a, it's like a puff, like snack kind of like a little like pea pod, but it's like a bunch of them and they're in like a very thin bag. Oh my gosh, I can consume those things so fast. They're so good. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I also love their everything crackers.
Dude, everything about the bagel seasoning I told you said you haven't. I mean, I actually use it, so I'm obsessed.
I have no use for it, honestly.
On avocado toast? You don't do it?
You know what? I haven't really been eating avocados or guacamole lately. I just
Oh,
haven't been in the mood.
yeah? Dude, avocado, well, like, we'll get it once in a while. I mean, it's great source of fat for healthy fats, obviously, and like good for skin and stuff. But also, like, for me, I know, especially for teaching certain classes, like, it's great to have avocado toast. Or also, like, for me, if I'm like not in like a super like breakfast mood today to do anything crazy or whatever. Then I love to do that because it's easy. And then I add cracker and pepper on top of it. And then I add a little bit of everything but the bagel seasoning. But I can't have too much of you because I'm not a crazy garlic fan. Garlic, I'm very like sensitive about. So
Yeah, no, I like the everything crackers that they have.
they like seed crackers, Jamie, kind of that they have. Yeah.
They have seeds in them. I think it's like they're called like everything mini crackers. They come in a red and white box. They're really good.
Cute.
I like those. They also make everything their pretzel thins that they have, like in the snack section, they have an everything one. Those are so good with Laughing Cow cheese. Like you dip it in the wedge. Ooh.
I had Laughing Cow today. I love Laughing Cow. Oh my God.
Love it. I had this morning on my bagel.
Stop,
So
Jamie.
good.
Oh, I love that, dude. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's so, guys, if you're in Weight Watchers, let me tell you something. Don't buy low fat cream cheese or fat free cream cheese. Get the light Laughing Cow Swiss cheese wedges. I don't eat Swiss cheese regularly. It's a fantastic substitute for cream cheese.
I never thought of putting that on a bagel, Jamie. I don't know why, but I don't, also don't have kids. I don't like have bagels at the house, but like I'll get bagels. You know what I'm kind of saying for certain
Right.
purposes. But I love the idea of like spreading that on there because that is so easily spreadable and it's so smooth and delicious.
Great. Yeah.
Non
Should
cheese.
we finish up with like some of our favorites and then we'll get into like other favorites?
Yes, some of them are non Trader Joe's favorites, but even still, no. But actually, wait. Yes, I have a couple that are Trader Joe's, so that's totally fair game.
Okay. So some of the other products I just wanted to mention, I have a few like frozen ones, but these are all frozen. Love the cauliflower gnocchi. I think it's an amazing concept. It's so freaking good. Such a great, easy frozen food item. The other ones are they have these frozen grilled chicken strips. They come in an orange bag. They last really long time in your freezer, and they're kind of hard. You do have to defrost them. So you could either like put them in your fridge overnight, or you could just if you microwave them for like 2 minutes, they're really easy, and they kind of have like that charcoal taste to them, which I like. Those are a great thing to just have in your freezer if you need to put it on pasta or something. And then this last product was for me, it's kind of like it was like a hit or miss for me. I like the frozen Amy's burritos, actually. I really like them.
I've had them before too. Those are good.
Yeah, but Trader Joe's, they were making kind of their own version, and you could get a pack of two, and it was like I think it was like a bean and cheese burrito. I used to sometimes eat those after work. They were decent. I stopped buying them because I wasn't eating dairy, and I haven't really bought one since. But they're okay if you need something cheap and easy to keep in your freezer, though. I would suggest them and try them. Don't try the chicken quesadillas; they are so freaking spicy, and they're very expensive. They're a very expensive Trader Joe product, actually. I think they're almost like $11 or $13 or something. But they're very—it's huge, but they are so spicy, like I couldn't eat them. And you only get like two in the box. Like, it's not a great deal. So
Jamie's like, PSA, don't touch the hot chicken.
Yeah, don't get the frozen chicken quesadillas. They're not worth it. Just go for the burritos or the taquitos or whatever. They have, yeah. But and also their pot stickers are really good. My dad makes those when I'm home a lot. He'll put them in some chicken broth and they're great. I'm trying to think if there's any other products that I really like. Some of their meats are good. Like I've bought their brand of turkey before because I eat turkey almost every day. So that's something I keep around. But I think that's – oh, and the veggie – oh, my God. I totally forgot these. Dr. Prager's – I think it's Dr. Prager's veggie burgers. You can buy them at regular grocery stores, but Trader Joe's, I think, has them for, like, the best price. I love them. They're another great, easy thing to have in your freezer. I just had one for dinner tonight. They taste good. They also sell them at my regular grocery store for, like, twice the price. But that's another great, like, Trader Joe's find that I love. And I mentioned on previous podcasts the chocolate chip cookies with the chocolate in the middle. They're, oh my God, those are so good. But make sure you put them in a cool place because they get a little messy. The chocolate does melt a little bit. Okay, that's it. My rant is done. I digress.
Oh my God, Jimmy, no, I'm obsessed. Okay, some of my faves, I think I may have mentioned before during my previous pod, I don't even remember, but I've recently, guys, again and again, constantly love how I can't find this in my normal grocery store, Jamie. Brew Doctor, their Clear Mind Kombucha. For some reason, I can only find that at Trader Joe's near me. It's like a spearmint green tea, guys, sage. It's amazing kombucha, and it's like super light, not super like acidic-y, sour as some kombucha can be. And I love Brew Doctor. It's a great brand. Sold at Trader Joe's, so love it. It's called Clear Mind, so it's kind of like, oh, awaken the senses. I literally had it before this episode today. So fun nice. Fact. It's so delicious. That's a great Trader Joe's, Jamie. Also, my favorites from Trader Joe's is new favorite. I don't think I've discussed with you yet. You guys, they have, I love their dark chocolate like cups products. The kind of thing. They have dark chocolate peanut butter cups, almond butter cups. Those are always, you know, tried and true favorite in my situation kitchen. Jamie, they had these, I think it's newish. I haven't seen some of these before, but they have, Trader Joe's now has like mini dark chocolate sunflower seed butter cups. They used to have like a 2-pack big ones by the register. Well, again, from my location in Vermont in South Burlington, they used to have guys like a pack, like a Reese's kind of thing, right? Like a 2-pack kind of cups by the register, but they're sunflower seed butter cups. I know like a friend of a friend in college was big on like sunflower butter kind of thing. I never really got into that phase, but Jamie, sunflower seed butter cups with dark chocolate, Trader Joe's. They have like a bag now, it's a yellow bag, like little mini cups. Oh my gosh, they just have some sort of flavoring to them. You feel light, but not like the heavy kind of like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes you can kind of get a little bit like a half internally tired after some even like almond butter cups. It depends. You know what I mean? How it responds to you. Sunflower seed butter cups, guys, are banging at Trader Joe's. Love these. Big thing. Like I said, that's another thing. And then also, I think I had mentioned before, Jimmy, I was saying about how I love the matcha. I showed you guys in the Trader Joe, like in like the tea section, right? They have, like I said, it's like a packet, I think of 12 or so. It's like a small little triangle sleeve kind of box. They're Japanese matcha green tea packets. They're super easily to, if you want to like bring it to work, I guess people when we used to go to work instead of at our house for work. When was that day? Just kidding. Pre-2020. You could do that. I don't like to mix it with water. I like to mix my matcha with milk so it's creamier. Like I said, and their little package, Jamie, are awesome. Just like to blend it in. Or guys, also if you make a smoothie at home, you pop it in, you put it in the blender. Okay, cool, boom. Also, other kind of health hacks for Trader Joe's. They have, Jamie, like frozen acai packets. Like these like square packets. Again, beware, friends. They are frozen, so you have to let them defrost a couple seconds. But if you want to add like fresh acai, I used to actually use it at the smoothie shop that I worked at this juice bar that I worked at actually here in Burlington like almost a year or so ago. I forgot. They use them. Trader Joe's in the frozen food section, like acai packets. They also have, Jamie, a new kind that's called like Acerola cherry. It's like a frozen cherry kind of packet. They're great, guys, like add-ins for smoothies. You know what I'm talking about? Like it's awesome. And also Acerola cherry and like tart cherries in general are great for inflammation. So if you work out a lot like me or you're just an active person, you have like sore joints and muscles and inflammation, tart cherry is great for that. So fun fact, boom, boom, TJ find. And then I guess, Jamie, the only other thing besides some favorites this week I'll mention after, I said about certain like body care products. I've tested out, like I said, I literally looking at on my desk right now, a couple of their body lotions I've used before for my hands that they're great from Trader Joe's. Also, they have some new like body gel cream I'll get into afterwards. But I just want to give a shout out to that because their hand soaps and their lotions are terrific. If you don't want anything like super, super bougie pamper yourself, but it still gets the job done and it's like a decent, it's almost like I'd say an elevated drugstore buy. Like it's not usually that much more expensive, but it can be a little more depending on what you purchase. So I like that a lot. Like I said, otherwise, guys, just I think keep your eyes open when you go Trader Joe's because I find new things all the time or I miss things that are being shared on social. And I'm like, how did I like, oh, but Jamie, last thing. I don't know about you. I tried the, I think it's pronounced cacio e pepe. I tried this.
Yeah, cacio e
Not my favorite. I tried that from Trader Joe's. Not my
pepe.
favorite, but also it could be me. I'm not sure about you, but I've never had like the original kind that I know certain restaurants have served in the city and such before.
Not into cacio e pepe.
Dude, it's very peppery, like too much for me.
It's literally just cheese and pepper.
I know. I know. So
Yeah.
it's the two.
There was you just it's like the burritos. Like I'm not thrilled with the burritos. Like I used to I just stopped buying them. You know what I also don't like, since you just brought up like products we don't like and we keep mentioning products we do love. By the way, I forgot to mention the gluten-free bagels. Top notch.
Yeah, because you loved those from a while ago, Jay, when you
They're
discovered.
great. I've purchased like cans of their like tuna fish.
Oh.
I don't like their tuna fish. It's not
Ooh.
good.
Their black beans are pretty solid because I used to like make black beans a lot, like with
Yes.
for dinner and stuff with things.
Their black beans are great. I also like the cowboy caviar, the cowboy salsa. I used to buy that instead of buying separate cans of black beans and corn because it was everything. And I love their regular chunky salsa is great. Their fat-free salsa is delicious.
Yes,
How
Jamie.
could we forget?
Yes, I love that you mentioned that. But like I said, I just can't think of it. But I told you there's, Jamie, it's kind of like a spinach dip, but they have like a healthier spinach dip, like I said, with kale and spinach. If you've seen it before, it has instead of sour cream in it has like low fat yogurt or something in it. And
Oh, okay.
it's really good. I know it like sounds like a weird combo, guys, but they have some like reduced fat, kind of like a, like I said, like a spinachy kind of dip, but it's like a healthy fat. It's not super like crappy in it, and it's really good. I like that from Trader Joe's. They have a couple different seasonal summer stuff that it's not on my brain right now because I haven't bought them in a while. But I feel like they like come out seasonally. You know what I mean? Like unique stuff in like the chilled section of the store. And also, I love my plant that I got there. I got a cactus there, and it's cute. It's not alive anymore because it was very small and it was like very cheap, like not super bougie garden plants, but it was still good. It
Yeah.
had a decent life. Jamie, then do you want to go into our faves? I guess you, like I said, I can mention.
Sure.
I have, like I said, some that are, again, non-Trader Joe's. I already mentioned the sunflower seed butter, so the rest of mine are non-Traders.
Yeah.
But if you have some, it's totally cool. Either way.
Yeah, I have all non-Trader Joe's ones.
Beautiful, because we already gave all the love to them, guys. The
Yes.
episode.
Yes. So should I start or do you want to start? Okay, I'll do it. So first thing I have that, okay, it is a food favorite, but I was telling Krista about this. When I now go to get, if I'm in the mood for a bagel from my local bagel store, I will go and get tofu cream cheese instead of low fat plain or regular plain cream cheese because I'm trying to be dairy free. And there's two places that I go to. I'm not going to mention them because I don't want to give away where I live, but both places, I don't know what brand they use, but I'm just amazed at how it tastes like regular cream cheese. Like, there's one bagel place I go to in particular, and it tastes just like you're eating regular cream cheese, but without the dairy. Like, it just blows my mind. And I got to the point where I was Googling like best tofu cream cheeses, but I'll stick to the Laughing Cow doesn't bother me, so I'll just stick with that. But that's my new thing. Like when I go get a bagel for breakfast or lunch or something, I always get tofu cream cheese now, and it's delicious.
I need to try it, Jamie, so bad. Because I've always seen that you whenever I've gone places. And I think I've only been hesitant because I like tofu. Like when I know I used to go to some Japanese restaurant, Jamie. What is it? Kobayaki used to be right next to you, right next to Chelsea. You know what I mean? A couple places here too. Like I love tofu when it's like made a certain way. And I've watched certain things online about how to make it right. And I can't make it taste the same way. But that's why I'm super down with your like tofu cream cheese situation.
Like no difference. There's it the it's amazing. Like there's really no difference at all, and it's not heavy either, like regular cream cheese is. Yeah, it's delicious.
All.
Yeah, and then okay, let's get to some non-food things. So one of my favorite buys that I bought off of Amazon that I'm using right now is I bought one of those I call it a lap desk, but basically it's like a little table you can put on your lap to put your laptop on to balance it out. I have one that actually has two stands. So it stands up on my bed and it puts my laptop at like a perfect place. So I can either watch TV if I want to work from bed. It's really great buy. So I found that on Amazon. So we'll link that below. That's been one of my favorites. It's been super useful. And then I have two hair products. I recently purchased from the brand Way, which is Jen Atkins' hair brand. I purchased her hair and body scrub. It's like a 2-in-1, and her fine hair conditioner. And let me tell you something, these products are bomb. The scrub, first off, they smell amazing. Like, she needs to make a candle of whatever these scents are, because they smell so good, and the smell like lasts in your hair and your body. Like, it's so good. The scrub is great. It's not harsh at all. What's nice about it is it kind of like almost turns into soap on your skin. And then in your hair, it kind of like, it doesn't suds up necessarily, but it doesn't feel super gritty. And it's easy to wash out. I was really nervous when looking at hair scrubs. I found a lot that people said were really hard to get out of their hair, or it made their hair feel funny or smell funny. But this, I just put it in my scalp. I wash it out with my shampoo. It comes out perfectly fine. I've noticed significantly less fallout in my hair using that in addition to the fine hair conditioner. And what's great about the fine hair conditioner is it's not so much moisturizing, but it makes my hair look thicker and feel thicker, and it doesn't weigh it down. So I'm really loving the products, and I know they're quite expensive. Sephora is currently having a sale though, and you could probably get it on sale, both of them. I bought mine from Nordstrom. I had a Nordstrom note, so I got like $20 off. And honestly, like, you get the scrub is it's a huge tub of it for like $30. And the conditioner is actually like a pretty big bottle. Only downside is they're not great for storing in your shower. They are a little bit bulky. So just beware. But I'm loving them.
I think they're also at Ulta, Jamie.
I think they are at Ulta as well.
I've seen them at mine. I've always wanted to try them because I feel like their packaging is so damn chic. And like, it entices me visually.
Yeah. So the reason I bought full sizes is because I've had multiple samples of her products before from ordering different beauty products. I tried her leave-in conditioner, which was amazing. And then I think I also tried just like a shampoo, and I was so impressed with it. And she doesn't use like sulfates and parabens, which is great. And then the last thing I have, I don't know if I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but the Commando leather leggings, I feel like I have mentioned them before, but if I haven't, my office is like, we are a walking campaign for these leggings. We were all like, do not buy the Spanx ones. Everyone buys the Spanx ones, but the Spanx ones are very much a legging, which I know some people like, but the Commando ones, they're about the same price. They're more like a pant, and they feel like actual leather. They do suck you in a little bit. Now that I've lost weight, they fit way better than they used to. And they're a little long for if you're short like me, but no joke, like one person in my office bought them, then someone else bought them, then someone else. Like, we all convinced each other to buy these damn leggings. That's how much. And one time, like, three of us wore them in the office at the same time. It was hilarious. But they're so good. And I've been wearing them when I go out to eat with friends, because maybe I don't want to wear jeans, or actually I don't have a pair of black jeans. I need to buy another pair of black jeans. I love a good pair of black jeans, but like, I went to brunch today and I wore them with like an oversized shirt. They're great to wear. Like, if you want something comfortable, but you're going somewhere nice, they're perfect. And like, again, they're like a pant, so you don't have to worry about them being see-through. I also, when my friend said when she tried the Spanx, she thought they felt very cheap for the price, and the Commando felt much more expensive. So.
Wait, Jamie, also fun fact. I don't think you mentioned those before on the pod. So like, totally amazing. I love your beautiful, like, super, oh my God, these things today. And I think I mentioned you before on the pod or off.
Yes.
Commando, I believe, started in Vermont, Burlington, which is hilariously amazing because what else comes to Burlington? So do I. Just kidding. No, but it's like, no, it's like cool products happen to come from here. But I love, Jamie, that you wear those because, dude, I have like browsed that pair of leggings, Jamie, so many times, but I've been like, crap, because dude, how many times, like, I'm sure I know for you, say for work, I believe that. I'm sure for all you and your colleagues at work, it's like, I know it even just like in college, how I was never a leggings person in FIT. I was like always like tights and skirts or like skinny jeans, whatever kind of thing. But who has not, like, I've always searched, like, there are so many different trends of like faux leather leggings or whatnot. Yeah, these are faux ones, right? Are these real leather or faux leather leggings?
I think they have to be. I want to say they're faux.
They're the
Also,
price
this is
too.
gross. I've like never washed them before. Like, I need to figure out how to wash them. But even my coworkers were like, "Yeah, I haven't washed mine either." I'm like kind of nervous to do that. You could probably hand wash them, though, I would think. I have to look on the tag. But
Delicate inside out, it's always like my go-to for silk
you
and
know what? I probably could put them inside out and put them in a Delicates bag. I wash everything on Delicate anyway. I always mix my laundry because I don't have money to separate my laundry. Okay. It's all going in one. My mom was like, "How could you do that?" I'm like, "Mother, I'm not paying like $20 every time I do laundry, okay? Not happening."
as if so much with the quarters. Oh my God, no, I remember that, Jamie. But I love, oh my God, I love this, the fact that, like, boom, the bomb's about, Jamie. I feel like you told me before, but I'm not on the pod. Now stop,
I would
I can guess it.
check out certain websites. Macy's, Nordstrom has them.
No direct.
I would, Bloomingdale's probably also sells them. But I would look out as we get closer to the holidays because they usually do end up on sales at some point, like just for a limited time.
Don't suggest like through Commando directly. You suggest like a separate retailer.
I mean, I bought them from the retailer I work for, so I got a discount on them.
No. But I thought you were saying, I'm saying, because I know I've seen it before on the Commando site. I'm saying, I didn't know if they're a better price.
Oh yeah, you could. Yeah, I was gonna say they're probably the same price. Yeah, you could probably do that too. I just bought them from my where I work because I got money off.
Oh my God, no. Are you kidding me? No. I told you I don't have any current connections to the Commando, but I think maybe I told you before that I applied for a job there a while ago, and from like knowledge of people that I know, because again, based in Vermont, but I think she like splits her time between the city, like New York City, I think a little bit, or she used to work there and live there more. Woman's name is Carrie, I believe, who founded the company. Fun fact. I think, unless I'm thinking of the wrong person, but she, I thought, I don't know where I was going with my thought. Scratch that. Don't even worry about it. Never mind. Poof. I forgot what I was gonna say, but I'm pretty sure she's like here a bit, but like spent time in New York City a ton. But I feel like she has to have like factories and stuff in New York or showrooms or offices there too. But she
Probably.
is here. Oh, I just heard that they have a lot of turnover, high turnover at the job at the company. That's all. Sorry. Fun fact. That's life. But I also like whenever I've seen jobs, like they're always hiring someone. It's the same role. So I'm confused. Anyways, separate thing. Doesn't regard the leggings, the fact that like I need to check these out so bad. Okay, today, Jamie, I love that you mentioned like a version of beauty and stuff, you because and like beauty and like fashion, because I have all beauty stuff today. So wait, yes, I have all beauty stuff today. Okay, so these are like random Sephora things I've had for a while and been using, and just I feel like I've loved them for a bit and haven't shared. So you're welcome, friends. Here we go. Okay, Jamie, Bosha skincare. I mentioned them before, but I love guys. They have a thing. They have a Tsubaki deep hydration sleeping mask that you wear at night. Okay, I'm not someone who like likes to put crazy things on my face before I go to bed, but like I've been definitely over the last few months, friends, like putting on after I shower, using my toner, using my actually my anti-aging fresh black kombucha like essence in the face kind of thing to tone it out and everything my skin, and then I put on like either I have a couple different moisturizers I'll kind of change between, but also this, like I said, deep hydrating sleeping mask. Jamie, it feels like paper thin. It's pretty much clear on your face. You just basically put it on before bed and you wash off in the morning with some water. Your skin feels so soft afterwards. You'd be like, oh my God, just was like, it's like pure baby skin, like a baby animal, like in the most softest way. I don't know. It's so cute. And I don't use it all the time. That's why I still have it. I've had it probably for like, I don't know, decent amount of time now, beginning of this year. Maybe I got it last Christmas. I don't know. But it's amazing because you only use a little bit and it covers a lot of space. And it's so simple, guys, but I just think your skin feels so soft and hydrated after waking up with it. So I love it. And the Bosha, it wasn't crazy expensive. I think I had a Christmas gift card too. And Sephora holiday, they had different holiday packs. You know what I mean? Two certain combos of products. So
Yeah, they just released like all their holiday packs.
I love that you said that because I do. I shouldn't look at that now, but like crap. I mean, if Santa wants some ideas, man, that's literally where like my life comes from. That kind of stuff, like skincare things. I love it. Oh my God, so good. Okay, so that's a big fave. And then Jamie also, these again, guys, I purchased them a while ago, but I love Jamie, as we discussed before, I think. Heyday skincare guys for facials. I've also purchased like different skincare products through them. Like since I've been a client of theirs, I've heard of a lot of skincare products, you know, after a facial has used it and you find out, oh, these are great products. I want to kind of own them at home. More so, Jamie, I think since I've been in Vermont now, being away from home, sorry, being away from the city, because I'm at home now, I'll order them online maybe at Christmas time or so when they have certain sales, a big discount. So I actually have I really love Guy. Super prime for this time of year. The Naturopathica pumpkin enzyme mask. It's very gentle, guys, and it smells so good. I don't use it that often. Maybe I use it like once every 2, 3 weeks. It's a good kind of little leave-on mask for a few minutes here, then it rinse off in the shower. It feels so good, you guys. And it's a great enzyme mask. It helps, I feel like, in general, kind of break up congestion and get rid of bacteria. And it smells like pumpkin, but it's not too scented, you guys. Like, it's all natural. So it's not like it's like, oh, it smells artificial or it makes your skin sensitive. Naturopathica brand is kind of pricey, but it's super decent products. And a lot of their skincare works so well on me. And I didn't discover them until I went to Heyday. And like, so many products that they use, I feel like they mentioned was Naturopathica. And I was like, I love this brand so much. And I'm a huge proponent of them. And it's a great mask. And I was like, guys, it's pumpkin. Even though it's like, we're into November now, it's still pumpkin-y time. So for skincare at least. So I love that. That's a great, these are both kind of face masky, but they're both still phenomenal. So those are my two faves, guys. And then my third favorite, Jamie, actually kind of a health food thing. Never mentioned this before to you, I don't believe. Okay, so a lot of times guys all share on social how I love to make these like collagen hot cocos. Sounds so spiffy or weird or whatever. Super crazy cool thing. The brand Kobionic, they literally sent me these things, Jamie, like honestly, I think months ago. Like I got these in the mail, like from some brand on social, reached out to me, sent me these free products, no strings attached. It was no BS. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. They had this like mixed berry blend, and this cocoa blend. It's not cacao, it's like cocoa, so like a hot chocolate thing. But there's collagen in it, guys. It's literally Kobionic cocoa superfood powder, and it has collagen in it. Jamie, you just take a scoop of it. I literally put it in like a cup of either I've done coconut milk, I've done cashew milk, with almond milk, whatever you prefer. Heat up the milk in the microwave. You add the scoop of the superfood cocoa powder, stir it around. It's such a yummy hot chocolate.
That sounds, I would love to make that.
Dude, it's so easy and simple, and it's been such a go-to for me so many times. And I have, again, I'm not being sponsored by these people. They've given me, we have been in no contact, but like I said, they literally sent it to me for free a while ago. And because I'm kind of getting low, and my dream is big, kind of like, container they gave me, I'm kind of like, crap, do I need to figure out how to buy this again? Like, then you can buy through their website. But they're on social, guys, too. It's called Kobionic. We'll link it in the show notes here. It's so fun to me because also you could always mix it if you wanted, like in a smoothie or something. You know what I mean, too?
That sounds really good because, like, sometimes at night, I don't want, I don't even, I don't want to even want decaf coffee, but that sounds like a really nice, like, late night treat to make for myself.
Yes, and also, Jimmy, if you're probably like me, I mean, I always, guys, I have a sweet tooth in general. I'm trying to, always trying to figure out, healthier ways, of course, especially in the winter as we get, especially into like colder weather here in Vermont. And also, guys, it's like virus situation, so it's like even more internally indoors for most of us for a while till who knows when to get a balance of like healthy outdoors experience and inside for yourself. It's great to kind of have healthy ways to feel like the cozy and love through food because we all like seek out love and support through food. It's crazy, and Jimmy talked about our body stuff on the previous episode, guys, but we all go to food that way, and it's great to kind of be like, okay, it's a delicious chocolatey guilty pleasure in a sense, but nothing wrong with it because there's collagen in it, which is great for bone support, joints, skin, connective tissue, and hair and nails in general. And the fact that it's super yummy and can be used in a multitude of ways. You know what I mean? Like I said, you could probably, Jamie, even do it cold. I wouldn't recommend it, but it blends, like I said. It's not like it doesn't like, maybe blend in the same way, normal
I
kind of.
bet it would taste really good blended with like bananas or strawberries, like for a smoothie.
Oh my God, stop. I love that idea. I've actually never tried blending it. I've used the mixed berry kind they gave me. Also, I blended that before, and that's totally fine. But like the chocolate went a lot better because that mixed with like my hot collagen cocoa. So my fun superfood cocoa. So I feel so fancy with it, even though it's like not that spiffy, but it's like so great and it's good for you. So it's my faves this week, friends. Yeah, I loved it. We had a variety of beauty stuff. Stop. And I'm so, dude, the leggings, like, stop. I'm so like, it's like the bad time of year where even though I haven't seen tons of holiday stuff yet, I'm just like, crap. Even though we're not, you know what I mean? Like, there's.
Yeah. Guys, I won't lie about the leggings. They're an investment. They're, I think, almost $80.
Yeah.
But when I tell you the amount of use I got out of them during the fall winter months last year after I bought them was awesome. And the fact that I'm now wearing them again, like, I even wore, it was raining today and I just like let them dry when I got home. And you can style them so many different ways. I wore them, I've been wearing them with sneakers. I used to wear them with boots. You could wear them like with anything really. They're so great. And they're just like a nicer legging. They also make a great gift if you know someone who maybe needs like something dressier for their job, or maybe, they like leggings, but you want to get something like a little more luxurious. They're great. They're awesome.
I just love that you mentioned them, Jamie, today. I'm not kidding because I've wanted to like test out Commando for so long because I knew about them before, so I knew about them obviously being,
Oh, yeah.
and it's just crazy. We've heard about them, I'm sure, over the years too. Oh my God, stop, so good. Also, because hello, I mean, not leggings, Jimmy. So, you know, like I've had different pairs of like fake leather pants over the years, and I love them. But oh, mine, like I've had like different either not vegan leather, but other kind of leather, whatever. I had a pair of like I think it was faux leather, I'm sure, because it wasn't like hundreds and hundreds of dollars from Blank NYC that I love. It had like a Moto Knee on it, the coolest things. I wore them to New York City New Year's like a couple years ago. Like I love my outfit. I was like, damn, I look so good. Those pants ripped at the knees because they're so worn. I've danced a little too hard in those before, and so their kneecaps rip out. Anyways, but they're so great because those kind of like pants, like you said, the commando ones, they go with everything, and they just look
They do.
good.
They really do. And what's great is they're not see-through.
I mean, hello, who has time for like a booty reveal, like unintentional?
Yeah. So you can squat in them and you're fine. Or you can wear like a little bit of a shorter shirt or a shorter tunic. You're
Love
fine.
you said that, you guys. I think, Jimmy, fair game, ladies, gentlemen, whoever's listening to this. I mean, I think it goes true for men and women. You guys, anything when shopping, however you shop nowadays, pants, leggings, jeans, tights, anything, guys, give it a squat test. Everything. That's how you test it. If it's like coming up from your back behind, like to figure out how the fit works. You know what I mean? I think some people that when I used to work at Athleta and they always laughed at me and I was like, listen, this is legit information here,
I
okay?
do squat tests in jeans to make
Jimmy.
sure that they're like stretchy enough
I
when
did.
I sit down.
Levi's store in Florida. Oh my God, you have to. Dude, you have to. It's so important, friends. Squat it like it's hot. You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah.
To test out the
Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Again, as we say every week, we post every Tuesday morning around 8 o'clock. We link all of our favorites below. Please subscribe, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. We haven't done any sponsorships, so we hope, I get annoyed when there's podcasts with too many sponsors. So we hope you guys enjoy these commercial-free episodes. And yeah, please rate us, leave a review if you can, 5 stars only. And if there's a topic you guys want, if there's a topic you guys want us to talk about, feel free to DM us on Instagram or at OMG Stop Pod, all one word, no spaces, no underscores, no nothing. And yeah, that's it.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you for another episode. I'm Krista.
I'm Jamie. See you next time.